Hans Frank, who would go on to become a leading Nazi, first heard Hitler speak in 1920.
Everything came from the heart, and he struck a chord with all of us. He uttered what was in the consciousness of all those present.
This is a key insight into charisma, because charisma does not exist on its own in anyone. It exists only in an interaction between an individual and an audience, an individual like Hitler, who was telling the audience what they wanted to hear. Many of them longed for a charismatic leader to lead them out of misery. German history was rich in stories of such heroes. Here, amongst the mountains around Hitler's house, the Emperor Frederick Barbarossa was, according to legend, sleeping, waiting to awaken and fight his final battles. And one of the most popular tourist attractions of the time was this monument, completed in 1875, to Hermann, a tribal leader who had led the Germans to victory over the Romans nearly 2,000 years before. This later engraving claims a direct link between Hitler and Hermann, both portrayed as German heroes. And Hermann was so important to the Nazis that Heinrich Himmler took over Babelsburg Castle nearby in the 1930s, intending this place to be a center of SS power.